Welcome to the control room at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. Here around me, this is where the magic happens on Sunday. Everything you see on Thundervision on the scoreboards comes from right here in this room. I'm Andrew Mason. This is the premier edition of Mason's Media Musings, where on a week-to-week basis, I'll take a look at some of the Broncos programming that you can watch on various outlets and also break down the Broncos TV ratings and coverage of the team, both locally and nationally. So let's get started with week six. The week recently passed, the Broncos were against the New York Jets. It was an early kickoff, 11 a.m. Denver time. And why is that significant? Well, in this regard, it's because the Broncos had the highest rating since at least 2002 for an early game, 11 a.m. kickoff, 38.5. Remarkable rating for a morning start time for a lot of fans, because let's face it, people are going to church and things like that, and not everyone's in front of the TV like they are in the later afternoon. So 38.5 rating, fourth highest in the league this week, and the Broncos have the fourth highest local rating of any team in the NFL this year. So it's a good product, and people are watching every week. And now let's look ahead to this Sunday. Broncos on Sunday Night Football in the spotlight against the San Francisco 49ers. Yet another Sunday night game. You know, Al Michaels and Chris Collinsworth and Michelle Tafoya. It's almost like they have part-time residences here. They're here so often. This is also the 10th time in the last 11 interconference Broncos games that's either been on in primetime or it's had the number one broadcast crew even during the day. You have to go back to December of 2012 against Tampa Bay, the last time and the only time since Peyton Manning arrived that an interconference game for the Broncos did not have a primetime or number one announced crew. That tells you just where the national interest is for the Denver Broncos week after week. Of course, even before you get to game day, there's plenty that you can watch about the Denver Broncos on local TV in the Denver market and also on DenverBroncos.com. It starts Wednesday at 6:30 p.m. on KUSA Channel 9. Broncos Huddle. Rod Mackey is joined by Emmanuel Sanders every Wednesday night at 6:30. Be sure and tune in. Then on Thursday, time to go on the radio. Broncos Primetime on KOAM 850 with Andy Lindahl, David Treadwell, myself, and Jeff Legwold from ESPN.com. There's always a player guest in the 7 to 8 p.m. hour. This time, it's starting defensive end Derek Wolfe, who's going to have a lot to say about the Broncos defense, so check it out. That's also simulcast right here on DenverBroncos.com, so log in and check it out. Go for the second screen experience. Watch Thursday Night Football on CBS and NFL Network, and then get your iPad out, get your laptop out, get your Surface, whatever device you got, and then watch us and enjoy the show. Friday morning on Fox 31, Good Day Colorado from 8 to 10 a.m., and during Good Day Colorado, the Gridiron Grill segment, where a Broncos alum teams up with a celebrity chef. That's right here at Sports Authority Field at the Noble Energy Grill, so tune in and check that out. Friday afternoon on Broncos TV on DenverBroncos.com, Chris Hall catches up with the voice of the Broncos, Dave Logan, from KOA 850 for a preview of Sunday's game. Friday night at 9:30 p.m. on Fox 31, it's Fox on Fox, John Fox's coach's show on Fox 31. He sits down with Nick Griffith to break down the game that happened and the game that's upcoming the previous week, with also some features on Broncos players. 9:30 p.m. Friday night. Saturday night, Broncos Sideline Stories on My 20 at 9:30 p.m. in Denver. It's a weekly show with Jim Sacamano, the esteemed former vice president of communications of the Broncos. This week, he sits down with Ed McCaffrey, the radio color analyst from KOA 850 and, of course, a Bronco from 1995 to 2003. Sunday morning, get up for Game Day Live on KUSA Channel 9 at 9 a.m. This week, there's a sit-down interview with linebacker Von Miller. And then, right after that, if you missed Broncos Sideline Stories on Saturday night, it's on KUSA Channel 9, Sunday morning at 9:30. So a full hour of Broncos programming Sunday morning to get you ready for the game. And finally, getting close to kickoff, Broncos TV Live. Chris Hall, Phil Milani, myself, and KOA's Andy Lindahl live from the field at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. It airs at 4:45 p.m. on DenverBroncos.com and, of course, on Thundervision here at the stadium. So as you can see, there's plenty for you to watch to get ready for the Broncos game, and we've got good content every week both on our local broadcast partners and on DenverBroncos.com. Until next time, this is Andrew Mason saying take care and thanks for watching.